Josh is here today to get baptized, to make a public statement, and as it says in 1 Peter 3, an appeal to God for a good conscience. This water does not save him from his sins. It is only a representation of his commitment and salvation. Josh?
It's warm.
Good morning, church. As you might know, my name is Josh. I grew up in and around this church my entire life, gaining a lot of biblical knowledge, but never really applying it to my life. Growing up, I started to become rebellious, disobedient, and always fighting with my parents, all throughout high school and into graduation. At the end of high school, I viewed my parents as micromanagers, controlling, and always, always looking over my shoulder. So, one day, I decided that I would escape and join the freedom of the army. In the service, I got stationed in Korea, started hanging out with the guys, drinking, smoking, and eventually taking some pills. After my time in Korea, I got pulled back to Fort Sill in Oklahoma, met an unsaved woman, and got married. I also made a new best friend, Logan. Logan, my wife, and I would all drink, smoke, and sometimes take pills together. I thought life was going pretty good. I thought I was happy. I thought things were going well. Then one year, in 2019, Logan, my wife, and I spent Christmas together, and Logan stayed over at our house. As I lived off post at the time, Logan would often store his firearms in my apartment. The morning after Christmas, Logan wanted to go shooting with me, but I decided to be lazy. I handed him his shotgun and gave him a hug goodbye. Logan never showed up for formation on Monday, and my life fell apart. Everything fell apart. The marriage that was already not that great turned into an unfaithful and abusive relationship. I became apathetic, angry, and lost. This led to my exit from the military. And about a month after that, a friend brought over a little baggie of meth. And here enters the real evil and demonic influence in my life. I became homeless and destitute, looking for drugs in all the wrong places with all the wrong friends. After about 6 months of that, I finally had a little bit of a wake-up call, and I knew who to call. So I called home and begged my parents to let me come home. But thankfully, they had the wisdom to say no, but the kindness to buy me a bus ticket and send me to a program. I hated the first program. It was awful. And eventually, I got kicked out for going back onto drugs again. And then starts the second 8 months of drugs, homelessness, and health problems. Again, I lost everything and decided again I would call my parents, begging to come home for a second time. And again, they had the wisdom to say no, but the kindness to again buy me another bus ticket and send me to another program. It seemed like I started to do better, to shape up. I made a profession of faith and even got baptized, but there was still very specific and consistent sin in my life that I had no conviction over. After the second program, I decided to leave, but I had a job and a plan and decided to try and get an apartment. After about 2 months, everything fell through again and I lost everything again. And this time, I called home, but my first question wasn't to ask to come home. That call, my parents decided that it was time for me to come home. When I got home, I got another job and started to work and met another man who was smoking methamphetamines. This was the last and worst time in addiction. COVID struck, and I had nothing to do but separation pay and stay home, do drugs, and play video games. My health really, really started to deteriorate. I had teeth falling out, and I had serious problems with muscle atrophying. Then in July of 2021, our family usually takes a trip up to Yosemite. And that night, after we had arrived, my father found my stash of drugs. We went out that night and had a little bit of a discussion about it and threw it away together. But that night, he drove me all the way from Yosemite, 5 hours, to the Palo Alto VA hospital. When we got there, I heard my father ask, "Hey, can you take him? We can't handle him anymore." My entire life, I've had a dream and desire to make my father proud. And when I heard those words come out of his mouth, it really broke me in a way I can't really describe. Thankfully, my parents and God had mercy on me, and the hospital said no, and I was allowed to return home. From there, it was a long 8 months of me slowly healing physically and mentally. God opened up a job opportunity at Lowe's with Charlie DiNatale and Bob Whitworth. Charlie and I started becoming quick and fast friends, and he started pushing me towards Jesus. In 2022, I went to Summit a bit after I had gotten the job at Lowe's and heard Bobby Campbell speak. And for the very first time, I felt personally attacked by the scriptures. From that, God laid an intense desire for forgiveness on my heart. I knew I needed forgiveness, desperately, desperately needed forgiveness for some particularly heinous sins in my life. I'm not quite sure when I was saved. There's no day or hour that here I am saved. But over 6 to 8 months between Summit of 2022, when I knew I needed forgiveness, and early 2023, I started to have my eyes be open. I was able to see what Jesus had done for me. I was able to see my sin, see the immense and unimaginable weight of the punishment that should have been reserved for me. And yet it was laid on the shoulders of my Savior. I felt a physical understanding of Jesus as my foundation, and that no matter what, no matter what the doubts I might have, no matter how my heart might try and condemn me, the work is done. It's not for me to gain salvation, but for me to look at Jesus and realize who he is and what he suffered on the cross for me. Since then, especially over the past couple of months, I've been seeing Jesus actively working in my life through the conviction of sin, the desire to obey, the desire to share my faith in the forgiveness of the cross with others, and the desire to help and serve others. There are many verses I really wish I could share with you and that have helped me move towards salvation. But one of my favorites and one of the ones that comforts me the most is 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor those habitually drunk, nor verbal abusers, nor swindlers, will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." So today I would like to follow through in obedience and get baptized and publicly announce my desire to follow my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.